District 1 County Commissioner candidate faces scrutiny over legal troubles. In recent weeks, the candidacy of Giovanni Shoemake for District 1 County Commissioner has come under intense scrutiny due to a series of allegations surrounding his past financial and personal dealings. Following several concerned letters from our readers, our investigation delved into the legal history of Shoemake, bypassing a decades-old charge to focus on more pertinent issues that raise questions about his financial reliability and integrity. Our findings reveal a troubling pattern of legal disputes involving Shoemake and various entities over financial obligations. Notably, Shoemake has been sued on multiple occasions by Tenside Holdings, LLC, with lawsuits filed in July 2011 for $1,688, in November 2010 for $2,240, and in September 2010 for $1,494, all presented before the Fulton County Magistrate Court. The Jenkins County Times reached out to Dr. Shoemake, and in a written statement he said, "I want to assure the public that while these legal actions occurred, I take financial responsibility seriously and have worked diligently and have resolved all disputes that have arisen. I recognize the importance of fiscal responsibility and assure you that I am committed to upholding the trust and confidence of my constituents." The financial controversies do not end there. In DeKalb County, Georgia, Home Sweet Home USA has taken legal action against Shoemake twice, first in March 2010 for $2,267.50 and again in December 2008 for $2,190. Additionally, in November 2007, Heights at Northlake Apartments sued Shoemake for unpaid rent amounting to $1,160. Shoemake had this to say, "Life presents challenges, and it is through overcoming these obstacles that we truly grow. My candidacy speaks not only to my ability to navigate tough times but also to my resilience in the face of adversity." The cumulative legal challenges against Shoemake have resulted in over 15 judgments against him from 2011 to the present. These issues raise significant concerns about Shoemake's financial management skills and his suitability for a public office that demands fiscal responsibility and trustworthiness. As the election draws near, the revelations about Giovanni Shoemake's legal and financial troubles could play a crucial role in shaping the opinions of District 1 voters. Transparency and accountability are paramount in public service, and candidates must demonstrate both to earn and retain the public's trust. In conclusion, Dr. Shoemake said, "Despite the negative allegations being circulated, I remain steadfast in my commitment to serving you, the constituents, with integrity and dedication. My candidacy is not defined by the challenges of the past, but rather by the vision and passion I bring to the table. On May 21, 2024, November 5, 2024, I urge you to stand with me and support my candidacy."